Here's something Kevin Sears, National Association of Realtor President, told me off camera about this podcast, The Real Word.
Oh, he watches it?
He says, this is Byron Lazine and Nicole White, and you're tuned into episode 316 of The Real Word.
Word is up.
Nicole, last week after The Real Word, we posted an interview.
Right. Correct. We were like, we weren't actually sure it was going to happen.
We actually mentioned it.
I mentioned it.
Yeah.
On the back end of The Real Word. It was a little risky because we weren't so certain that he was going to like show.
Yeah. The interview was taking place last Tuesday. We published it on Wednesday here on the BAM YouTube channel. Hit subscribe, of course, if you've been thinking about it and you haven't done it, just go down there and hit subscribe. If you've missed the interview, go back after this pod and give it a listen.
He was lovely in person.
He was very authentic.
Yeah, I felt it.
I didn't feel any. You know when you feel when you're with somebody, you feel like they're a bullshitter.
Well, and I feel like you were sort of massaging him a little bit because you're like, no. Like I don't like
figuratively.
Yes.
Not Haley was there. I did not massage.
No.
The National Association of Realtor Presidents.
We're never touching. No. Especially touching.
With National Association of Realtor Presidents. We don't want to be in a touching situation.
You would throw something out, and you could tell he was like couldn't really answer. So you're like, no. Like you. I thought you were kind.
Well, I thought it was important.
Yeah.
And I bring up the interview. Obviously, you know, if you've missed it and you were like, oh my gosh, I didn't even know that interview took place. Like, go check it out. We'll link it up. It's an over an hour. It's the first face-to-face interview he's done with anyone for 60 minutes that was published. There's been a couple virtual ones and this kind of thing. And he knew coming in there wasn't going to be softballs. What I'll say about my time with him, very authentic.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like there was any, you know, BSing going on.
No.
Also, the interview wasn't my place to go on long rants like I've done on this pod.
Right.
And tell him exactly how I feel about certain things. Exactly how I feel about certain things is well documented.
Correct.
Over time.
Well, and he wasn't the president during a lot of those times
and
either.
No, he wasn't the president. So I want to get his opinion, his take. I want to gather that information. I want an open conversation with everything that we do at BAM. It's like, let's have an open conversation.
Right.
Let's learn from others.
Of course.
Let's debate it out a little bit professionally. Let's see what ideas are the best. Let's see what the audience thinks about it. Let's see what their perspectives are. And then let's adjust our business, get better with our business from there and move forward from there. Be the agent of change, all that kind of stuff. So I really wanted to get his perspective. I thought, did you listen to the whole thing?
I did not.
Oh, Jesus Christ. What is going on here? all right. So.
No, I didn't listen to it straight. Like I would fast forward a few because the beginning he was just bought out and he did quite a spiel.
His personal business got bought out.
So again, a lot
or
of
he
the,
sold it.
Yeah. So a lot of those things, like I didn't listen to it in its entirety because there were some parts where I was like, all right, like this is.
Yeah, it's worth listening to in its entirety. The opening, obviously, I want to give him his flowers. He sold his company. It was a 50-year independent brokerage, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, I thought the point where he was maybe the least comfortable in the interview is when I brought up staffing salary, which you and I have covered at length here on the Real Word pod. And so I thought that was important to bring up here because our audience, Real Word audience, you know, he said, I don't think agents are looking at that. Well, I know the Real Word audience is looking at those numbers.
Well, even if they're not, we're making them look at it.
But so many of them are interested in those numbers. It's like, oh, really? This person has been making this for 13 plus years. It goes up that much. Oh, this is worth spending on marketing.
Well, what an interesting comment though, too, because it's like, oh, so have they been trying to like push that by without the agents looking?
Well, it's like, okay, well, if they haven't been looking at it, is it important for us to look at it? Have the discussion. I thought that was that was the one time in the room. And I even said it to Haley, like, hey, was there a moment in the room? Cause Haley was in the room with me.
Yeah.
Was there a moment where that you felt anything? And that was, it didn't come across on camera, but that is the one moment I felt like he had a level of discomfort. And he's in a tough spot because he's now the NAR president. The history of how the NAR is run with how they pay staff, that the CEO makes those decisions, which he walked me through on the pod. all that's been in place before him. It's like if you become president,
right?
And then all of a sudden there's a whole bunch of suits and bureaucrats that are like, okay, Mrs. White in the White House, this is how things actually go.
Right.
And we'll tell you how these decisions are made.
Well, and again, I think you reminded the audience of that too. Like a lot of these things that you're asking him, he didn't really have any true say in either. So
speaking of NAR, there's a couple things going on. Number one, there's been some recent new settlements.
Yep.
Berkshire Hathaway Home Services settled for $250 million. That is, to me, such a big number. It's still mind-boggling to me.
Crazy.
Congratulations to Berkshire Hathaway Home Service agents. You're out of that deal. Congratulations to Gino, obviously. Bofari, you're out of that deal. But $250 million, I feel like they got kind of raked a little bit on that one.
Well, we've been saying that. I mean, that was... They were in the billions before.
That was way more than what... per formulas, all these formulas are all over the place. Then you've got Douglas Elliman, 17 million and change. They only have to put up, I think, 8 million. And then there's two $5 million payments. If their operating account dips below 40 million. Like, I've got that thing going to 39.
Right,
if I'm them,
obviously.
Save myself 5 milli times two if I can. You had Realty One, I believe. So these settlements are popping up everywhere. That's in the news, obviously. But also in the news, and I want to get your take on this as it relates to NAR. Inman did a survey. This is Inman Intel. It's not the first paywall, but it's the second paywall.
Yep.
It's the double paywall.
Yep.
Inman Intel. March report, Inman Intel Index survey said 28% of agents who responded to the March survey said that National Association of Realtors wasn't a positive for the real estate industry. That leaves 72% per my math if we're going to 100. 72% of agents either then believe that the NAR is a neutral, not positive or negative, or is a positive for the industry and for their business. That's agents. I think brokers left outside of the 2 billion, they have a completely different outlook.
Now,
Be looking for the interview I do tomorrow with Lacey Conway, who just sold Ladder and Bloom to Compass, 3,600 agents. She sat down with me. That interview is fascinating. Her takes on NAR. Little plug for that. Subscribe to the channel so you don't miss it. I've got Mike Pappas coming up in 2 weeks. Big broker, 40-plus year broker, CEO guy.
I mean, I'd almost want to sort of chat with some of these brokerages that haven't settled yet.
Well, Mike is one of them.
Oh, okay.
Down in South Florida. So that's coming up in 2 weeks. We're going to publish that one. But brokers,
and
especially,
is he transparent?
These guys were very transparent on the pod. So you've got two great interviews coming up. Brokers that are above the $2 billion mark, which... You know, and I had this conversation with Kevin Sears. The brokers above the $2 billion mark influence the dues to NAR more so than anybody. It's a significant portion of the pie. It's way more than the 418 million who were protected.
Right.
You know, Remax and those guys settled out. So brokers have one opinion, but 72% of agents say, hey, they're either neutral. Or it's a positive. Almost about a quarter, about 24%+, said NAR was a positive force for agents. Okay, so what makes for you right now, just looking at the landscape of everything we've talked about in this pod, what you heard from Kevin, the new NAR president, what you're hearing brokers say, just giving the whole, we've got all this information.
When was this?
This was March.
Okay.
Of this year.
Okay.
So March 15th was the, when was the date for the settlement announced? Was that March 15th? You can look that up, Haley. Just fact check us that. NAR settlement March 15th. Okay. So if it's the March survey, they released in March, prior to March 15th.
Correct.
So some context there.
Yep.
But you still have 72% are saying NAR is a neutral force or a positive force.
Right.
In your opinion, what would be the checkpoints in that category making NAR positive or neutral for you and your business?
Well, I feel like probably most of the people are saying neutral because they probably don't even know what NAR is really doing to help their business, right? Think about how many agents are probably paying that due.
That was kind of the president's point there.
Like they're just paying the due because they have to pay the due.
Yeah.
And then they have no idea what NAR is really doing. So I guarantee you that's a majority of the people. Let's be honest. I mean, we've been talking about the part-time agent or the agents that have, you know, like that are doing one or two deals or zero deals. I mean, do they even really know? Is NAR even really doing anything negative to them either?
Right.
Right. So it's
if you're doing 0-1 deals,
they're not hurting you.
If you're doing 0-2 deals, you know, 49% of people in the MLSs didn't do any deals. So
the only thing you're really pissed off about is the fact that you have to pay that due. Like that's what you're angry about.
Yeah.
You're angry about the money.
When
you're
it
not
comes
angry.
Up.
Yeah.
But you're keeping your license for a reason, either your personal deals or maybe you service friend, family member there. And any of these changes don't impact your personal deals. What are you gonna say to yourself? Hey, Nicole self. Yes. You got to sign a buyer agreement with me. No, I don't want to sign that form.
Oh, God, are we having an argument within ourselves?
Within yourself, right?
Yeah.
That's my point. Like if you're only doing 0-2 deals, it's for family members or yourself. These changes mean nothing.
Nothing
to you.
Nothing. Well, and again, especially like even if you're in a state though, where you've always had to sign a buyer.
But I also think those agents, to be fair, are not filling out the Inman Intel survey.
I don't know the answer to that. I
would just guess if they're not they're just not paying attention
maybe
to this survey and they're not filling this out. So
fine.
So let's assume that most of the people are in business and doing deals.
Fine. Even them. I mean, I'll be honest, until like we really started doing the real world and like we were like chatting about it, like I just paid it. Like it wasn't a positive or a negative. I mean, obviously you would be informed when there was something coming on that they were going to be advocating for, you know, for homeowners or if there was like an additional tax or something. So you kind of were like happy that somebody was in the ring for you because you're down, you know, doing your job. So I think a majority of them are probably just very neutral because they don't even really know.
Yeah, my thing is...
Which is now I'm curious, though, if people are feeling like if we get the next little quiz out, are people feeling negative towards NAR just because now that's what they're supposed to feel?
Yeah.
You know?
I think there's a bad taste in, you know, where I might lean 28% versus the 72. So, you know, I'm sure there's comments like Byron might lean, like based off of your last comment.
Right.
I certainly lean into the 28% where I'm dissatisfied. To a large degree. So why am I dissatisfied? It puts a bad taste in my mouth when I'm being told that you don't have an option. You know, I want the optionality. I want
of being a member or not.
Yeah. My state, you don't get the option.
Correct.
Because you're not going to give it the MLS.
Right.
Okay. So you're not going to not have the MLS.
Right.
So and I asked Kevin about this, you can go check it out on the interview, that there are states, you know, he's quick to, you know, we always talk about we're role-playing every single day. Educate, don't defend. I thought he was there, made a little bit of a miscalculation. He defended, well, not every state has that rule. Hey, how about educate me why that rule exists as opposed to defending.
Right.
Defending the rule makes...
Because your state does.
Yeah, defending the rule makes me a little bit even more annoyed. You're forcing me into a tie-in agreement. Tie-in agreements are illegal everywhere. So one, bad taste in my mouth that I'm forced to be a member. Don't even have the choice to be a member. Me choosing not to be a member is me choosing to retire from real estate.
Correct.
So, okay, don't really have the choice because this is my business. This is my life.
But that even goes locally to like our state and then
locally
too.
I can't have MLS unless I'm local state.
Right.
I can't have local state unless I'm NAR. So it's the three-way tie-in.
And you can't, you have to be with a board too.
Here's why I don't think NAR is going away, because I don't think that tie-in, the control over the MLS is going away. So bad taste in my mouth there. I still don't like how they spend money on marketing. I covered with the one time you missed here recently that me and Rob did the real word together.
Yeah.
And I covered and I showed it to you, I think, on a later pod.
Yeah.
That Connecticut Association of Realtors.
Right.
Super Bowl ad.
Yeah.
They're taking their cues from the bad marketing budget of
NAR. You asked
I asked him about that for sure.
And you asked him if you liked it, and he said he did.
So I think when government agencies, this isn't a government agency, this is of course a nonprofit, but when government agencies get so big and they get accustomed to spending money on certain things, they can't stop.
Right.
They can't stop themselves. They can't help it from making the next government hire. And these bureaucracies just swell and swell and swell. If you look every single month right now, who's making the most new hires? It's our government. our government makes the most hires right now. Now that's hopefully going to start slowing down. There's some tax reports out there that government hiring will slow down going into the second half of the year. But these groups and these organizations, these things just grow and grow and grow. And that's what's happened in NAR over the year. Just let's go to another committee. Let's put more money into marketing. Right. And it's marketing that doesn't hit. Agents, I believe, are the best marketers for the industry, for the business, for their communities. I know there's a lot of portals that want to go after that business, marketing into the community. I don't believe anybody does a good enough job when compared to the agent. So correct. Leave that to the agent.
Well, he was arguing, though, that he was trying to educate the consumer about the difference between a real estate agent don't get and a realtor.
It's been proven over time.
Well, and he even admitted that they still don't know the difference.
Right. And, yeah. And Thousand Watts done a great survey on that. They're never going to understand. They're not even going to understand that NAR doesn't even own Realtor.com.
But why do they need to?
Realtor.com has a commercial right now that says, use the website trusted by the real estate professional.
I think I sent that to you.
Well, that tells me when I see that commercial from Realtor.com, use the source, the website trusted by the real estate professional. If I'm a consumer and I don't know any better, I'm sitting there saying, the Realtor, National Association of Realtors, which I've been seeing in the paper, they own the site. It's called Realtor.com. You're telling me it's the website the real estate professional prefers, but yet on the other foot, Realtor.com, you're telling me that this has brand equity and it's totally separate from NAR. But that commercial, I think, conflates the two. It confuses
the
two.
Well, again, I mean, I just think the interchanging of realtor and real estate agent is right. conflicting enough, yeah. you know?
So another reason I'm in the 28%, not the 72%, 28% being, you know, where I feel like
negative.
There's a negative negative that has an opportunity, of course, to be fixed like yeah. any other negative. You know, would certainly be that Hulu series. Every time I bring that up to people, they're like, what season?
Did you
what?
Ask him about that?
I didn't ask him specifically about Hulu because I just wanted to focus on the Hava's marketing budget. Right. Because if I spend a half hour on this, he's like, man, he's really grinding an axe here.
Right.
He probably doesn't know about the Hulu series.
He may not.
Kevin, send me a text. Do you know about the Hulu series, bro? You know what? He appreciated the fact. Here's something he told me off camera. Yeah. Here's something Kevin Sears, National Association of Realtor President, told me off camera about this podcast, The Real Word.
Oh, he watches it?
He says, when I was thinking about coming on and doing the interview,
yeah.
he goes, you know, obviously is taking a look. He said,
at you?
He said, my brother sent me a couple of clips. You and I were saying, when we look at the last two presidents, and the teleprompter and the avoidance of an open conversation. You know, these are the types of things we're talking about. We're saying, hey, I don't know if he's reading off a teleprompter or not, but this dude seems authentic.
Right.
In just the tone, in the way he's speaking to us as an equal. And every NAR president is supposed to be an equal because they come from the industry and that they're an agent and they're a realtor, of course, and they're a member and all this kind of stuff. But you and I were saying, hey, you know, we're digging the tone and the way he's speaking to us. And I think that went a long way. Obviously Jared James, talking to him went the extra mile and getting him to do
it. So luckily his brother sent him nice clips. That was good.
Yeah. Well, I think we've been one thing about us
for sure.
Is we've been fair.
Of course.
You know, because I don't like the way they spend money and I don't like the way some of the decisions are certainly made.
But we also have to give the guy credit for actually stepping up and taking the job though, too. Yeah. I mean, this is an interesting time.
No matter what. If I flip into the 72%, which I'm not flipping right now until I see, you know, I'm just saying, you know, I like him personally. I'll say that I can like a guy and not like where the association has gone.
Well, yeah. Keep going.
So,
sorry.
You know, but if they win me over based on, you know, it's going to take a long time to win me over. But if they do the steps that were like, okay, here's the new association in the future and I can see the accountability and the actions, you know, that then I can state that. But I can like a guy who's in a position and not like everything the association's doing. Same thing where if they win me over, he's still going to have critics that maybe don't like, hey, I liked a million and a half committees. Hey, I thought that Hulu series was good. There's going to be people that maybe disagree with me. That's okay.
Yeah.
You know, and so I can like him without liking everything that's going on with the association. I like the fact that that he's willing to be able to go into an environment that has been critical that is obviously wants to have an open conversation. And the only way there's going to be any trust gained is if he takes those steps. That's leadership to me. So 100%.
Well, he represents you.
Yeah.
So him hiding or any of them hiding or reading a teleprompter, like you feel like this is your time not to be worried about the public, but to be worried about your people. Like yeah. you're his people. Like we're his people. Like you are there to help represent us. So.
All right. So total.
Yeah.
Total different topic that's in the news in the last 30 days. It's something that we've also been very critical of. And it's in the news. So I just want to do an update. Okay. This is like a 2-year-old topic, Nicole. So yeah. We've been doing the podcast for a long time here since end of 2017, 2018. But this is a 2-year-old topic. I like to update topics when there's finality to them. Market Watch report, nearly 55,000 home sellers are now receiving their $62 million in refund from Open Door. The median refund is expected to be $1,024, according to FTC's refund tracker.
You get taxed on that, I wonder?
When you get a refund? Probably.
I imagine.
Probably do. Reach out to your government officials for that.
Interesting.
So here's what happened was Open Door, and we covered this, like we've said this for a long time. Open Door has not been, as they want to portray their advocacy for consumers, they haven't been that, and they hate real estate agents. Open Door hates real estate agents with a passion. There's no question about it. Mm-hmm. And in this FTC ruling, they were portraying that, hey, we're going to make the process easier and cheaper for you. But they have to buy homes at somewhat of a relative to the average market value, right. Discount. They have to buy them at a discount. On average, iBuyers like Open Door buy homes at 3.6% discount relative to the amount a homeowner could get by selling their home through the traditional process. I think it's bigger than that.
Oh, I'm sure.
When you look at the situation, but this is the number that's in this Market Watch report. This is based on the analysis from a Columbia School of professor. Homeowner is selling $400,000. Homeowner take $14,000 less. I think when you're working with an agent to position you for top dollar or more, your top dollar or more,
right.
Competitive environment, that gap can get a lot bigger. It's a hard business, obviously, for the iBuyer because they've got to be a discount, but they can't be too much of a discount. But reality,
the FTC is not being nice, though, in this. I mean, they're deceiving.
What they got in trouble for
tricking them
was saying that you're going to save money. But in reality, the agency FTC said most people who used or sold to Open Door made thousands of dollars less than they would have by selling their home using the traditional process, and many more paid higher costs than what sellers typically pay.
Right.
Okay, so there's all these
hidden fees,
lawsuits and allegations that there's all these high fees from agents. Well, Open Door only got away with just paying $62 million for going higher than what the average fees are across the industry. So Open Door, the finality to that conversation comes with them obviously having to pay that out. I'd be, cautious about any Open Door promotions that you see out there. This is not a cause for good in the industry. We covered the topic 2 years ago, so I wanted to close the loop on that. We'll leave it there.
You'll leave it right there?
Agents looking to stand out from the crowd, Reminder Media is a resource you have to check out. You get your own branded print in digital magazines, email newsletters, and social media content. Reminder Media delivers these resources to your contacts on autopilot, keeping you top of mind with your database. All you need to do is focus on your follow-up calls and watch referrals and repeat business come in. I just started using this service, and I'm already seeing results from this after only a few weeks. Use the link below to try out Reminder Media.
We'll leave it right there. Something BAM will always do is make sure that we're bringing you things that we've vetted out.
Right.
Things that we believe in, things that we use. One of those things obviously would be our partners over at Reminder Media. We've got the grab the magazine. Damn. Nicole. Grab the magazine.
Lucky it's here. Look, my coffee's not sitting on top of it.
you know, things that we actually use in our business that are a cause for good that make that Nicole look good. Nicole's got a bunch of clients that reach out to her and say, hey, this is different than a postcard.
Oh, they love it.
Right?
It's juicy stuff.
So we want to partner with people that are helping agents of change do things. Check out Reminder. We've got some information below. They help support this podcast and the things that we do at BAM. Be on the lookout for the Lacey Conway. You like Lacey.
This will be fun.
CEO, 3,600 agents, sold to Compass recently. Asked her thoughts on Refkin as a leader.
Right.
That's an interesting pod interview that's going to be up on the channel tomorrow. Make sure you're subscribed. Nicole had fun doing this with you live.
You have an event tomorrow, though, too.
We have an event tomorrow, but this is going to get posted. Oh, this will get posted today. So, yeah.
Yeah,
so if you're seeing this on within the first 24 hours or listening to it within the first 24 hours, we have the Amy Stockburger Clients for Life webinar.
Yeah, I mean, that's value right there.
That's Wednesday at 3. By the way, that's something I'm so passionate about right now. And this is what BAM's all about. Let's not go, you know, and even consider getting together with somebody who wants to kill agents off. Let's get together with somebody like Amy.
Yeah.
Bring it as a free webinar to agents on how to create clients for life. Yeah. That's, you know what? You're not going to worry about any of these changes. You're doing things like this, educating people like with a reminder. You're doing things like what Amy's doing, getting lifetime clients. That doesn't matter what changes they make, how hard they make the industry. When you have lifetime clients, you're going to have a lifetime business.
Right.
And so that's going up at 3 o'clock on Wednesday, a free webinar. We'll link that up so you can sign up for that.
I'm excited
obviously
for that one.
BAMX members are going to get more time with Amy, I think in a week or two on an office hours.
That's awesome.
So we can go a little bit deeper on that topic inside the community. And that's what's going on right now.
I love
now.
It.
All right.
Juicy stuff.
A lot going on.
Well, I mean, this is the most important time. It's the spring market. Let's go.
It's, you know, it's a spring market for us, but
it's over?
It's over for some.
Uh-oh.
Florida, it's like, May 1st. Florida's over.
It's like summer already?
Florida spring market's over. Arizona spring market's over.
I'm still wearing my winter boots.
Spring market's over in a lot of those Sun Belt states.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, not here.
Our spring markets, and it's been trending this way for a while. It's a little bit later. You know, for you to use your Super Bowl line, they're going to have to push the Super Bowl back a couple weeks. You're going to have to add 18 game schedule and push it back to that President's Day weekend for you.
We'll see.
I know you've been hanging on to that one for over
a
decade.
It's still, I think, the truth. No matter what, man, we still get snow here.
Should Nicole give up the Super Bowl line?
We still get snow. It's still cold. Everything looks like shit. Right now, we just now have flowers on the trees. Think about how many sellers that are like,
I got off the plane yesterday up here.
Did you die? Did your nose close up and your eyes start watering?
I thought the weather was beautiful.
Yesterday was beautiful. It was 80, but today it's 40. So
It wasn't 80.
It was 76.
Here's what people. Now, Haley's shaking her head too. All right, for everybody listening.
Yes, it was warm. It was humid.
For everybody still listening to the pod right now, thank you. Hit the thumbs up. For everybody listening to the pod right now who doesn't have a friend in the Northeast, anytime you talk to somebody in the Northeast and they say it was 60, that means 50. 70, that means 60. 80, that means 70. Everybody in the Northeast.
10 degrees?
Adds 10 degrees. Oh my God, it was 80 yesterday. I mean, it was 71.
Especially this time of year. No, it was not. That's a lie.
They always give you
my car said 76.
They always, inside the car. They always give
but
you
But I was down here on the shore. I bet up north it was 80.
Everybody in the Northeast gives you the feels like temp, but when, not the reality temp.
Because when you go from 40 to 80, it feels like 90.
Right, that's my point.
Because then again, today my kid was walking out with like a t-shirt and a shorts on. And I'm like, today you need a sweatshirt, bro.
Yeah.
Like you can't leave like that. It's freezing.
And then
today.
Northeast people come down to Florida. It'll be just a nice, comfortable 80. But it's 100 out. They add another 20.
I love
20
it. Throw the bikini on. Let's get some like tan lines.
They're always giving you the feels like temp, not the actual temp. I mean, Nicole, I think it's 55 degrees because she walks in with the
yeah, but I have my boots.
The
on.
Shoulder.
I still
okay,
have
you
my
got the boots.
I have my feet covered.
No coat today.
Well, I brought it to my car.
Oh, you did bring one? All right.
Because around 4 o'clock, it's going to start getting cold.
All right, we got to wrap it up. Keep it real. Appreciate you guys listening to the Real Word Pod. A little off the rails.
And the weatherman.
We'll see you guys soon.
See ya.
At BAMX, we listen to what real estate professionals want and need. That's why our platform is filled with sought-after courses, content, and tactical assets for your business. And that's why we launched BAMX in a box with templates and scripts done for you, delivered each Friday. The best part? It's not coming from panel pontificators who bought their followers and don't sell any real estate. It's coming from top agents, team leaders, and content creators in the industry. It's education that actually shows you how to do what you need in today's market. And now it includes editable templates and scripts so you can easily deliver that knowledge to your database. Every day, we continue to add more content into BAMX, into our private Facebook community, content that works, content that our members have exclusive access to daily. So do not wait any longer. Use code REALWORD and join the thousands of agents taking their business to the next level today. Code REALWORD for 10% off. I'll see you in BAMX.